Samet Mam Noon. Samek Ayin Pei Pei. Sadik Kufre Shin Sin Tav. Alef Bet Bet. Alef Bet Bet. Gimel Dalet Hey. Gimel Dalet Hey. Bab Ayin Pet Pet. Bab Sayin Pet Pet. Yud Kav Ha. Yud Kav Ha. Lamed Mam Noon. Aleph, bet, bet, gimel, dalet, hey,
gimel, dalet, hey,
vav, zayin, tet, tet,
vav, zayin, tet, tet,
yud, kaf, ha, ha, lamed, mem, nun, samek, ayin, pei, pei, tzadik, uvresh, shin, shin,
aleph, bet, bet,
one last one. Sababa. Okay, manishma is, you know, the generic mashlomcha or mashlomek. See, mashlomcha is how are you to a man, mashlomek is to a woman. And if you forget, that's kind of not good. So this is the generic one. Manishma, you're walking in the streets of Israel, you just say, manishma, that's it, you're safe. Okay. Now, ma is what or how. Nishma is actually, are you doing? Nishma, you see the word shama there? Okay. The noon here changes the word shama into a passive. Okay. Shema, Israel, Adonai, Eloheinu. Hear, that's an imperative, but this one, it is heard, passive. Okay. So, manishma is what was heard. But it's like, you know, changed to how are you doing? So, what's up? Kind of like that. What's up? All right. And let me see. Now, when we say goodbye, we say lehit ra'ot. Lehit ra'ot! Lehit ra'ot! Okay, before we say goodbye, at the end of the class, then we will do all these. All right, so what we need to do is stand up.
Lida, so what's the word lehit ra'ot?
Lehit?
Lehit
ra'ot. Lehit ra'ot
is... Lehit ra'ot is what you just showed us, right?
This is lehit ra'ot.
And then when, because I've heard one that they go lehitot.
It's the same. Lehit ra'ot.
But they're saying it differently?
Yes. Lehit ra'ot is actually to see each other. This is an infinitive.
Okay. Okay.
This is to see each other.
So
this is
just
in the
dropping some of the mm-hmm. vowels. Like
so
that.
Now, so long.
So long or goodbye.
But so long is okay. But technically, this is to see eye to eye each other again.
So long.
Lehit rawa.
Also goodbye.
No. No, goodbye is shalom. Okay, let's go. Let's all stand up. And today is February 15, 2019. Biblical Hebrew. 2000, what did I say?
18.
Oh.
You said 2019.
Okay, February 15, 2018. Biblical Hebrew 1, classroom C202. Okay, everybody, the Shema. Let's face east.
Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kevod, Malchuto, Leolam Vayeh.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Blessed be his glorious name, whose kingdom is forever and ever.
Amen. You may be seated. Thank you very much. And because we were going to be discussing a little bit about good news, we are going to say our another blessing. Let's say all together. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam hatov vehametiv. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of the universe, who is good and who does good. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, and tonight we have a new song. It is called Ose Shalom. All right, and it's a very beautiful song. Ose Shalom Bimromav. Hu ya'ase shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael ve'imru, imru, amen. Ose shalom bimrumah, hu ya'ase shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Shalom aleinu.
shalom. Ya'ase shalom. Shalom aleinu ve'al Yisrael. Ya'ase shalom. Ya'ase shalom. Shalom aleinu ve'al Yisrael. Ya'ase shalom. Ya'ase shalom. Shalom aleinu ve'al Yisrael.
Amen. Hallelujah. Beautiful.
So part of that is from the Kaddish.
Yes, from the Kaddish. Oseh, it is a participle. In Hebrew, remember, there's no is, there's no are, there's no where, there's no was, there's no present tense. There's no linking verbs. When I say ani lida, I'm technically saying, literally saying, I lida. Okay? At Jan. You Jan. Ata Levi. You Levi. Okay? There's no is, there's no am. Okay? It's just like Tarzan. Me Tarzan, you Jane. Okay? That's Hebrew. Alright? So, Ose, it is present participle. Ose is making, or he who makes. Shalom. He who makes peace. Ose shalom. Bimromav. This is a big word. It has a vet. It has a vav at the end. This is a possessive. It means in his highest place. Hu yaase. He will make peace upon us, aleinu. Ve is a conjunction, A-N-D, end. And upon all Israel, and imru. And you say, amen. Okay, that's exactly what the song is. Ya'aseh shalom, he will make peace. Ya'aseh shalom, he will make peace. Shalom aleinu, peace upon us and all is Yisrael. Why is Israel sounded with a yod, with a yah? Because it starts with a yod. It's not Israel, it's yah, Yisrael. Imru. Imru is from Amar. That means to say. Do you remember the word hallelujah?
Yeah. Yes, praise.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Two words, hallelujah, and then yeah, hallelujah is a command. You guys, you, hallelujah, yeah. So you will see a lot of people in Christian churches saying hallelujah, hallelujah, talking to God and telling God to praise himself. So it's we'll put it in the right context. Hallelujah is you talking to a bunch of people and you're saying, you guys, praise Yah. Okay, imru. Is you say amen. Okay? So, but that's too advanced. I just want you to learn or to know what we just sang. All right, so we're going to start our lesson tonight. I'm going to ask a volunteer to open us up in prayer. If you don't want to volunteer, I will volunteer you. Nanette, please.
Father God, thank you for this ancient language, and let us open our hearts, Holy Spirit,
yes,
do that for us, and receive from this ancient language more meaning than we intended to receive from you, and I ask
Lord.
A blessing on every soul here,
yes,
and their families, that you keep them and be gracious to them, and make your face to shine upon them. We thank you in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. B'shem Yeshua. Imru. Amen. All right. Let's review our class scripture. Zephaniah 3:9. It says, for then I will restore to the peoples a pure language that they all may call on the name of the Lord to serve him with one accord. A pure language. What that language might be. I want to share this with you. The Hebrew language is the best language of all. If I were younger, I would want to learn this language because no one can really understand the scriptures without it. For although the New Testament is written in Greek, it is full of Hebraisms, of Jewishness in it, and Hebrew expressions. It has therefore been aptly said that the Hebrews, or the Jewish people, drink from the spring. Haha, right there. They drink from the spring. Beautiful. And the Greeks from the stream that flows from it. And the Latins from the downstream pool. Right there. Would you rather go back to the spring? That's what we're doing tonight. That's what we're doing, guys. We're going back to the pure language. And we're going to be drinking from this beautiful spring. And you know who said this? Who quoted this? Anybody remember? Martin Luther. Table Talk quoted in Pinchas, 1483 to 1546, the year. He was the Reformation guy. Unfortunately, he turned against the Jewish people. And he is from where? Germany. Who was the... Who's that guy who killed a lot of Jews?
Hitler.
And he is from where?
Germany.
So you guys connect the dots. Yeah, it's sad. Anyway, so tonight we're going to... let's go ahead and review a little bit of what we had learned last time. Did you see this before? No? Okay, what am I... Okay, we talked about the what? The alphabet? Mm-hmm. And the consonants. And I have some special magnets here. There are 22 letters, but there are actually 23 because there's a shin and a sin. Okay. Now, you notice that I have two bets here. One is pronounced with a B and one is pronounced with a V. All right. And then there's another one here that's the kaf. Without the dot, it is the kha sound. So now, the kaf is special because at the end of the word, it changes its form. Becomes this. It kind of opens up, okay? It drops the tail. All right? Now, there is another special letter, which is mem. When you find mem at the end of the word, it closes itself. Okay, you see this opening here? At the end of the word, no more opening. Okay, nun is special as well because it drops the tail just like the kaf dropping its tail. Okay, pay has the dot. You pronounce it as pa 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 pa, as in pear or pear. Yummy pear. And without it, without the dot, is the F. Okay, as in faithful. And then, at the end of the word, it opens up. It drops the tail. So is the Sadi. Sadi drops the tail and standing up. Sadi is actually a man kneeling down, praying. Now, it's standing up, praising the Lord. Okay, we have two of this form. One is sheen and one is seen. Okay. When I bought this magnet, actually, they did not give me the seen and they did not give me the and the. So, Just ignore this, okay? So, what we're going to do tonight is we're going to take a look at those special letters. Okay? That is special. What else is special? This is special. This is special. And this is special. Why do you think these letters are special? We have Aleph. What is this? Hey. Chet. Ayin. And Resh. These are the gutturals. When you pronounce these letters, it should be coming from your garon. Gutturals in Hebrew is gerunit. Gerunit. Okay. These special letters do not take this dot. Okay? Remember that. These special, these are the gutturals. Okay, so there are other special. These are special. Why do you think these are special?
Because they're so
deep. There should be how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Because there's a final. It changes at the end of the word. Okay, kaf, mem, nun, sadi, pei. There you go. 5 of them. Okay, so let's see. Now there's 6 special letters. This is special. We are all special. Okay, these are not special. You're not special. You go there. You're not special. You go to the corner. There you go, you guys. Okay, this is special. Okay. Where is the other Dalit? There's only one. Found it? Okay. And there's another special one. Gimel. Okay. Are you guys, do you guys have any clue what I'm doing here? Okay. This is special. Where's the other one? There you go. Okay, the cup is double special. And then we have the tab is special. There you go. And I have to find the other tab. There you go. And by the way, if you notice, these letters have its original form. You see that? Aleph is a bull. Mm-hmm. Beit is a what?
House.
A house. Gimel is a camel. Dalet is a door. Hey is a mouth. Alright. So these letters that you see here, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Ka, Hey, and Tab, these are special because they take the dagesh. Can you say dagesh?
Dagesh
means piercer. The one that pierces. Okay, I am missing one more dot.
It fell on the floor.
Is that in the floor? That's okay. I'll use this one. Okay, these letters are called the ba. Good.
Kefat.
Kefat. Begad kefat. Big duck in the pot. Remember that.
Say again.
Big duck in the pot. Okay? Buh. Big, ga, da, This is the ka and the pa and the ta. Bug, beg God. Ka, pot. But we say it as in begat kefat, fat, with a fe, or either way. Okay, so when you read the Bible in Hebrew, you will notice that when these letters are used in the first word of the word, I'm sorry, the first letter of the word, you will see the dot. Okay, every time. Let's say the word bay. Okay, bait or buy it? I think it's buy it. Let me see here. Buy it. This is wrong. Okay? Because this is starting the word. Let's say the word dog. What is dog?
Fish.
Fish. Dog. Let's say peel. What is peel?
Elephant.
Elephant. Very good. You see, they start, okay, these letters start these words, and every time these letters are used to start a word, they need to have a dot. Okay? Now, these letters that you see here that are not special, the only reason they take the piercer or the dagesh is when they are doubled. And you will find that out in a little bit. So what are these letters again? Begad kefat.
Begad kefat.
Big duck in the pot. Very big duck in the pot. Okay, let's see. In the past, this is before, oh my goodness, this is long, long time ago. Look at this. 10th century BCE. What is BCE?
Before the Common Era.
Before Common Era. So 10th century BCE means what? 1,000 years before the Common Era. 1,000 years before Christ was born, actually. Mm-hmm. Okay? There's no dots. There's no vowel pointings. Nothing. So when you read, the little guy is reading. He's reading this. This word, let's pronounce it, da-va-er. Very good. If you know the sound of the letters, you can sound it out like a little kindergarten, okay? Da-va-er, da-var. It can be diber. It can be davar. It could be divru.
Yes.
How can we know?
Right.
We can't. But in those times, they hear it all the time, so they know what they're talking about. They know what they're reading. Now, in order to preserve the pronunciation, in order to preserve the meaning of the words, the Masoretes decided to add the vowel points first. It, look at this. It could be dober, dubar, diber, deber, davar, debru, daber. Okay. Now, in 9th to 6th century BCE, 900 to 600 years before Common Era, the Masoretes actually means tradition. Okay, the Masora. Okay, tradition. Tradition! Tradition. Who's that? Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof. Anyway, so they started adding this vowel point. What is this? When I taught you last Thursday about the ooh and the oh, what are those? Do you remember? The holem. Okay. So the Masoretes started adding these. So we would know that the last syllable will be either oo or o. All right? O on top, right here on the head. Oo is right there on their gut. Somebody punch you on the gut and you go oo. All right? So they added these. at the end of the word. Okay, so then, these are called mater lecciones. They didn't only add the vav, they also add the what? The yod at the end of the word. And the hey. Okay, and these are on your books, right? Mm-hmm. Got it? These are called mater lecciones, which means mother of reading. See the mother reading to the child? Okay, so here we see, let's go ahead and try to sound it out. What is this word? You guys know it, it's right here. So this is malcha. Without the hey at the end, you wouldn't know if this is a queen or a king. Because melech without the hey is king. In those times, there's no hey. So context. You need to know your context so you would understand whether they're talking about the king or the queen. Okay? Here. Okay? This should be shalom. This can be shlomo. This can be shloma. All right? But this one is shloma. The top one is malka. All right? So you will add the A vowel here and the hey. Okay? Shloma. Now this one, let's sound it out. Yeah. Okay? This is yavna. Yavna. This one is actually a verb. That means to build in the future. You will be built. He will be building. Okay, so the point is, when the Masoretes created this, it's for our own sake. Can you imagine if there's no pointings? How can we read this? How can we preserve all, you know, all the... the vowel pointings. I'm sorry, the syllables. We can't. There's no way to learn it. There's no way.
So in the ancient Hebrew, they would use the same word for king and queen.
Yes. Interesting. Without the hey at the end for the maka.
You would have to figure out the name they're using then.
Correct.
So for Queen Esther, it would be.
Correct.
Malek. I don't know how to say Esther in Hebrew. Mm-hmm. So
Esther.
Instead, but so mm-hmm. You would know by the name they mean queen.
Correct. Exactly. So we're thankful to the Masoretes for adding those the mater lecciones. Okay. So this one is this is shamer. But there is a vav at the end, so it could be an u sound or o sound. So this is probably shamru.
Shamru.
That means observe or keep. Now, this one is malak. So this is kind of like the king. But there's a yod here. So what in the world is that? So we know that if there is the yod at the end, it should be an E sound, right? The E sound. The Hirik yod. So this is malki. Malki means my king, not just a king, but my king, okay? All right, so stage 3, after 586 BCE. What happened in 586 BCE? Exactly, they were sent to exile. 586 before Common Era, the Masoretes decided to add this mater lectionis inside the word. Okay? So without this vav, can we sound out these letters? Let's say this is a shin. Shomer. Okay? It's not going to be an A syllable, an A vowel point, because this is a vav that could mean the U sound or the O sound. So it could be Shumar or Shomar or Shomer. Okay? So we're not worried about the meaning yet. We're just trying to follow the what happened in history. Okay, so here we go. Mater Lectionis, Yod, and Mater Lectionis, Vav. This Yod at the end of the word could be an A or an E sound. The Vav could be an O or U sound. Okay, let's see. Oh, let's take a look here. So, this is an ayin. How do you sound out ayin?
Silent.
It's silent. If it's silent, so we're not going to pronounce it unless there is a pointing. So there's no pointing, but there is a yod, and the yod could be an e sound or an e sound, right? So this is E or E. Let's say it's, oh, there you go. It's already there. That's the example. Okay. And Resh is the sound of R. So this is air or ear. Okay. So now let's take this example. Another special letter. This is an Aleph. And Aleph is what?
Silent.
Oh, there's a yod. It could be an A sound or an E sound. So it could be Esh or Esh or Ish. Okay? So thank God for the Mater Lectionis. We can differentiate from Ish and Esh. Esh is fire, Ish is woman. Okay? Okay, here we go. Another special letter. Aleph is silent. And there's a yod next to it, so it could be an E or A. And then the last letter is a special letter. It is a sofit. It is the what?
Final.
The final kaf. Okay? Now, at the end, if a kaf is at the end of the word, it's always pronounced the kha, the soft sound. So this is eich or ik. Okay? Eich or ik. All right. Here we go. Bayomer Elohim, Yehi, in English, and God said, let there be or. Or is light. Okay, here we go. The letter Aleph is silent. Oh, but there's a letter O Vav right there. It could be an O sound or an O sound. So, this is an O sound. So you add the resh, you got or. Vayomer Elohim, Yehi, or. And God said, let there be light. Or is light. Okay? Okay, let's try this one. Let's take a look. It is a vav. A vav has the O or the U sound. Let's take both of them. The kuf is the K sound, like the kite. It also has the same sound as the kaf. The kaf with the dot right there. Okay. Oops. So, if we want to sound this with the U sound, how are we going to pronounce this word? Kum. Kum. And if it is an O sound, kom. What is kum? Kum is a imperative. You remember when Jesus healed this little child? He said, kumi talita. He is talking to a little girl, so he said, kumi. If he was talking to a little boy, he would say, kum. Arise. By the way, kumi talita. Kumi is rise to a little girl. Talita is not a little girl. Oh, because in In the New Testament, it says little girl, right? Talitha actually is a little lamb. It is a term of endearment. Jesus called that little girl his little lamb. Kumi Talitha. Tale is a sheep. Oh, guys, this is very, very common word. Okay, oh, there is a vav, so it could be an oo sound or an o sound. The tate is a t sound, and the vet is the va, and there's an o, could be an o or an oo sound. So what is this? Tov. Tov. What is tov?
Good.
Good. And tuv is goodness. Okay? Good and goodness. When you change the o to oo sound, changes the meaning of the word. From good, which is an adjective, to goodness, which is a noun, an abstract noun. That's the fun part about Hebrew. All right, here we go. Stage four. 7th to 9th century CE. Common era. Okay, this is 700 to 900 years. Common era. This is like way after the resurrection. Okay, now the Masoretes started putting these vowel points that we learned last week. This is the kamatz. What does the kamatz sound like? Ah. What about the patak? This one? Ah. These are both ah sounds. So let's read it. Ready? Shamar. Pretty good. Okay, it's all about sounding it out. It is not hard. Just like a little girl, a three-year-old, bike, cat, cat, the dog. That's what we're going to be doing all 10 weeks here. Shamar. Okay? So it's very important that you know the sounds of those 20 to 23 letters, actually. And some of those special ones have different sounds, too. Alrighty, so here you go. The vowel pointings that we learned last time are these. We have A, and another A sound, and an E sound here, another E sound here. This is what? E sound. This is? O. And this is? Ooh, so we will read these syllables. Ma, me, mi, mo, mu. Ma, me, mi, mo, mu. Apply this A-A-E-O to those other letters. You got it. La, le, li, lo, lu.
Oh, Japanese.
Okay. Ta, te, ti, to, tu. Pa, pe, pi, po, pu. You got it. See, a lot of people, you know, were just so, like, surprised. Lida, how did you learn all these? And I'm like, very carefully and very, you know, like, you just follow the rules, you know. You just follow, and you can do it.
Oh, so that's why your Japanese is so good.
No, I lost my Japanese. It's been 32 years since I was speaking Japanese.
You're so good.
Domo arigato
gozaimashita.
Okay.
Can you do it again? Can you repeat that again?
Ma.
Ma.
And this is ma.
Ma.
Me.
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 Mi.
Mi.
Mo.
Mo. Mu.
So this one is like.
Okay. So these are called the vowel points. And in Hebrew, it's called a nikud. This is a point. A point. A point. Nikud. Now, because there's a lot of nikud there, we call them nikudot. Nikudot. That's the plural for nikud. Okay? And we will talk about the plural. Okay, so here we are. We have the mem. And I think we did this last time. Because of time, we're going to fast forward here. Oh, and here's the ma. Remember? The Masoretes added the hey at the end. This is a mater lectionis. This is how we can differentiate the melech and the malka, Levi. Okay? The ah sound. All right, let's do a little exercise here. So here we have two ah sounds, all right? Uh-oh, this one is a silent letter, but it has an ah sound underneath that, so you read it as ah. And what is this?
Fa.
Okay? And this is? Resh. And resh says what? R. Okay? So this is afar. Afar. Let's count the components of this word. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So there must be what? 5 letters in Latin or in English. But this one, we don't, since ayin is silent, we just use this little quote thingy. What do you call this? Apostrophe, right? Apostrophe. Okay, there are how many components? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. So next, let's take a look at this. What, how do you pronounce this letter? And this one? And this one?
Rest.
Let's put it together with the ah sound underneath those component letters. Sha. Ah. So what are we going to put here? A. And there you go. There's our apostrophe. Okay. And then we will add the ah. And then the resh is R. All right, here we go. Let's sound this out. Ba. Ba. It's not a sh. It is a sin. Sin is not right. Sin is always left. It's never right. Okay? So this is a. And then you put all those 3 letters above them. Basar.
Basar.
Basar. You put the letter A here. You put the letter A here. Basar. Basar means flesh. Flesh. Basar. It is used in Genesis 6 when God wiped away all the basar. Flesh. Now, basora. Same root. Basar. Basora. Basora is good news. Like, the New Testament is good news. How in the world flesh can be good news? Okay, in Israel, when the dad goes out to hunt, he will bring some meat. I don't know. He will bring some flesh. That is good news to the family.
They have something to eat.
They have something to eat. Right, Korah? Yes, basar, flesh, good news. All right, so you guys are doing very good. Let's see. What about this one?
This one is
halak. Remember, this is the sofit of the kaf is always halak. What about this? Bana. Okay, bana. Halak is a complete sentence that means he walked. Bana is a complete sentence that means he built. Okay? Halak and bana. We put the ah and ah and ah and ah. All right. So let's take a look at here. This is... Okay, let me jump to the second one. Okay, so we did the ah sound. Let's talk, okay, we talk about this, the 4 stages. So let's take a look at the eh sound. We have the segol. What is segol in Hebrew, in English? Segol is purple. Now, the reason why they call it segol is because it looks like a cluster of grapes. Grapes are purple. Segol. So the mem you add this e sound, becomes me. Not me, me. All right, another e sound. This is called the sere, sere. This is a long e sound, me. Okay? And these are all in your books. Next is what we talked about. The mater lectionis, we add it at the end of the word. So, when we add this hey to me, okay, we have this. When we transliterate it, this syllable, there are three components, mem, and the segol, and the hey. One, two, three. One, two, three. Okay? Now, if it is a yod at the end of the syllable with the S sound, it is may, right here. As in M-E-Y. But here, they only put that here. This little crown on top of the E. May as in let. May as in day, right there. Okay, let's take a look at these examples with the E sound. Let's sound this out. Selem. Very good. Selem. How many components? One, two, three, four, five. Selem. One, two, three, four, five. Selem means image. See that image? Okay. Let's read this. What is this? Pe, right here. Pe. Okay. Let's do this one. It's easier. Ken. The ka and the noon. Kaf and noon with the S sound underneath is ken. Right here. What is ken in English?
Yes.
Yes. Very good. Let's go to a different one. That is not. Okay. With the E sound. The mem. With the hirik underneath, it's me, as in meat, me, hirik. Let's take an example. And if it is followed by a yod, it's still me, as in meat. All right, so let's see here. Oh, I like this one. Okay, now let's sound this out. David. Da and the vav has the va sound with the hirik underneath. And then the dalet, David. Now, you may notice here is a W, okay? Because sometimes the vav is a wa sound, sometimes it's a va sound. Okay, let's take this one. Ready? It's a hirik with the E sound in it. And there is a vet, riv. Okay, so we will put it right here, right? The E is right here. What about this one? This is ba yit. So we will put the letter E here. Ba yit. What is ba yit? A house. That's where we get bet. All right, so let's see. In the letter, the O sound, as in open, you put it on top of the consonant, this dot. Let's see if I have it. Right here. You imagine a letter. You put a letter in the box, and then you put the dot on top. It's the O sound. Let's take the letter pay here, po. The letter vet, vo. The letter tate, to. Okay. So that's pretty much it. So the Masoretes added the Mater Lectionis Hei, so it prolongs it more. Okay? And you see another Mater Lectionis, okay? Next to the consonant Mem is a Vav with a dot on top. It still is Mo. Okay, we learned that last time. Okay, sample. And we're going to be on a break here in 2 minutes. We have this letter. I love this letter. I mean, word? Gadol. Look at this. Vav with the kolem or the dot on top and the lamed. Gadol. What is gadol?
Big.
Gadol. Elohai. Shiruki gadol. We sang it last week. Great is my God. Okay, how do we pronounce this letter? Ka. How we pronounce this letter? Ta. Ta. It's a tate. Oh, the tate has that dot on top. So, okay, we put the tate right here, so it is to. And there's the last, the final noon. The final noon, what is noon? How do you sound it out? No, no. So if this is ka, to, n, katon. Katon means little, small. Okay, so we have a letter, yod. Yod, when you sound it out, is a ya, ya, ya. Oh, there is a vav next to it, right there. So this becomes a yo. Hey, yo, yo. And then what letter is this?
Samek.
Samek has the S sound. And that S sound has the A vowel underneath. Se. And there's a fe at the end. Yo. Se. It's Joseph. Ani Yosef. I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold to the... Whatever. Yeah. Yosef. Okay? And actually, the name Yosef means he added from Asaf. Okay? All right. So let's see here. I'm looking for the ooh sound. This is the last. Okay, let's go ahead and take this. Ooh. Oh, the kibbutz. If you put this kibbutz under a letter, let's say put it under here. How do you say it? Poo. All right. So under the mem, it is moo. Okay. Now, if it, there you go again. There's a vav with the dot in the middle. It's the oo. Next to the M, the ma, it is now becomes moo. Moo. Very good. Okay. Let's take this example. This is a chet. How do you pronounce chet? Oh, there is a vav with a dot next to it. So this is a... The last letter is a... Sadi. And how do you sound sadi? So, chutz. Chutz. What is chutz? Outside. Chutz is outside. Okay, let's do this one. Bo. What are we going to put after the hay here? This one, or it can be this one. Okay, could be.
Yes, could it be
bohu?
Yes.
Or bohu?
Yes.
You see the difference?
Yeah.
Bohu. Bohu. Kind of like this. All right. Can you imagine? You know. Reading this without the dots?
I know. What does it mean?
Oh, bohu?
Uh-huh.
Bohu. Emptiness. Void.
Bereshit
bara Elohim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz. Ve-ha-aretz hayeta tohu ba-bohu. Empty and void. So void. Okay, so with that, we are going to take a, how many minutes of break? You guys don't want to take a break. Okay. Let's take a 10-minute break and let's eat. It's Chinese New Year. Happy New Year to all Chinese.
Today's the Eve. It's like the Christmas Eve.
It's the big one.